or not. There you go. Mind read. Okay. My sobriety date is the 22nd of May 2000, and I've only kept sober by practicing the principles and sponsoring many people and working the steps of AA and just being involved. And so we're going to go through the traditions, and we try and keep them really short because the traditions in the long form, or when people explain them, they've got a story in the 12 and 12, get quite confusing. So I'm just going to blast through 9 through 12 really quite simply, so we understand what they're about and why they're about. So tradition 9 in the short form says AA as such will never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those that serve. And even though we're not organized, we still need to have people in service. Secretaries, we've got lawyers, accountants, we need the service committee, we've got intergroup. Now, in the long form, it explains it quite simply, which I'm going to read. It says each AA group needs the least possible organization. Rotation leadership is the best. And we spoke about this in tradition two. And I wrote down in the short form that God's the boss. When we got the group conscience and we take a vote, it's God that decides, the group conscience decides what's best for each group and AA as a whole. The small group may elect its secretary, large group in rotating committees, and the groups of a large metropolitan area in a central intergroup committee, which often employs full-time secretaries. So we have paid workers in AA. And the paid workers we have are special workers, which we spoke about in Tradition 8 last week, which will be AA members, because we need to know somebody that knows the pitch of AA that works for us or works for AA. The trustees of the General Service Board are, in effect, our General Service Committee. They are custodians of our traditions and the receivers of voluntary AA contributions, which was Tradition 7. Remember, we need to send our money up, by which we maintain AA General Service Office at New York. They all are authorized by the groups to handle our overall public relations, and they guarantee the integrity of our principal newspaper, the AA Grapevine, which we pay for. All such representatives are to be guided in the spirit of service for true leaders in AA, but are trusted and experienced servants of the whole. They derive no real authorities from their titles. They do not govern. Universal respect is the key to their usefulness, which even means at group level or committee level or a GSO, we still work through the traditions. And tradition two always come to effect. So when anything's got to be put in place, we use tradition two to vote it in or vote it out. And we spoke about in tradition 9 about the rotation committee, because what happens with people, we get too set in our ways in the meeting. I'm the chair of the meeting and we're going to run it this way. And this is how it's going to be. And I'm not going to change because this is how I want to run it. So after a period of time, we have an AA handbook that gives us the time that we sit in them positions, but we need to rotate out. And when we rotate out of the positions and we sit in the back of the hall, we become the elder statesman, the one that's got the humility of the group, which helps the group guide it in the right way that it should be run, rather than an ego-driven newcomer. And I've done that. Believe me, when I first got sober, I wanted to run the group this way, and I wanted to be the best tea person. I wanted to be the best greeter, and it's my way or the highway. And I realized over a short period of time that I need to be voted in and voted out. I need to run by the AA guidelines. So tradition 9 is all about the service boards and committees and the rotation committee, where we vote people in and out. We don't get too comfortable in the seats. Tradition 10 was quite simple. Again, it spoke about, it says no AA group or member should ever, in such a way as to implicate AA, express an opinion on outside or controversial issues, particularly those of politics, alcohol or reform, or segregation, religion. The Alcoholics Anonymous groups oppose no one. Concerning such matters, they can express no views whatsoever. And in the short form, it tells us that AA has no opinion on outside issues. So sometimes when I'm out there and I hear people running AA down, my first response is to defend it. But if I'm going to defend AA, I'm going to defend it from my opinion and not the opinion of Alcoholics Anonymous, because we can't be tarred with a brush that brings AA into controversy with any other religion, politics, or any other organization. So AA always keeps itself separate. It doesn't get involved in any issues. Even when people or organizations or newspapers are running AA down, AA doesn't get involved, because when we draw ourselves into public controversy, we're going to put our neck on the block to be criticized and to be run down. Tradition 11 was quite simple. Again, it says our public relations policy is based upon attraction rather than promotion. We always need to maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. So what does that mean? When I'm going to promote AA, it means I'm sitting in the hall of an AA meeting, and my promotion is the 12 steps to the newcomer. When the newcomer comes in that meeting, my responsibility is that when they reach out, is to lay out that spiritual toolkit. That's how I promote AA. We also promote AA in AA, the books, the literature, but on outside, we don't do that so much outside. It then spoke about attraction. How do I make it attractive? When I'm out in the outside world and I'm sharing for AA, if I go to a convention, I'm sharing for AA, I can't have my picture taken. I can't have my last name put out there. So I need to promote, make it attractive, but keep my anonymity. I think that summed up. What was that? 10 or 11? 11. So the level of press, radio, and film is about our last names and pictures. We cannot be seen to put in our last names. And many meetings that I've been in over the years, if I'm in a meeting, people can know my last name. I have no problem with that. But outside of AA, I need to keep myself anonymous to protect AA. And lastly, tradition 12 spoke about, it says, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all our traditions. Ever remind us to place principles before personalities. And this is the overall of the traditions. And the long form says, finally, we of Alcoholics Anonymous believe that the principle of anonymity has an immersive spiritual significance. It reminds us that we have to place the principles, which is the 12 traditions, before our personalities, because it's not about being driven by ego. It's about the greater good of AA. It then says that we must place principles of personalities, that we are actually to practice genuine humility. This is to end all our blessings and may never spoil us, that we shall ever forever live in thankful contemplation of him who presides over us all. The whole process of the traditions and the steps in AA is all driven by the spirit of the universe, or the spirit of the fellowship, which is God. We've gone through these 12 traditions overall, and I'm just going to quickly short form what they mean, because tradition one spoke about the unity of AA. The most important part of AA is the unity that us that holds it together. We as sober members of AA need to stick by the principles of 12 traditions and adhere them in all of our affairs and all of the group meetings that we attend. Without AA, we are nothing. Without AA, we're going to die. So the importance of AA is that we practice these traditions and we keep AA safe. And in the beginning, when we got the 12 traditions together, they were going to be the 12 points to assure the future of Alcoholics Anonymous. Our AA will survive in the outside world. The traditions was also put in place to protect AA from us, because we're people that want to control and change. And what we need to remember when we get to tradition two, we spoke about, for our group purpose, there's one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Nobody runs AA. We take a vote on everything that we decide to do in and out of AA. The important part of tradition two is that when we go out that exit sign, when we leave that meeting, we must respect the vote of the group. We must, whatever the group decides, we need to adhere to it if that's our home group. It's no good me leaving a meeting after tradition two, after the group conscience, and ringing up my sponsees and all coming back at the next conference, and we're going to now all going to vote in a rule that I wanted to put in, or a way that I wanted to put in, and change the meeting to suit Keith. Doesn't work like that. I need to respect the exit sign when I leave that meeting, respect the vote that's gone on. Tradition three speaks about the membership of AA. Who can be a member? People get confused about the short form of the tradition three, and it says anyone can be a member if they say so. The long form will tell us it's for those that suffer with alcoholism. Read page 21 of the big book for the real alcoholic who suffers with that mind and body experience. If we've got them problems, then we are the members of AA. Our duty again goes back to tradition one to protect that and to make sure that we qualify the newcomer. Tradition four spoke about autonomy. Each group could be autonomous except when it affects AA as a whole. We can do pretty much what we like in a meeting, start time, length of time, whether you want a cigarette break, a coffee break, what coffee, what biscuits you want. But we need to have AA literature. We can't advertise NA literature We can't start changing it and affiliating with Cocaine Anonymous and NA, and we have to be remained for AA, except when affecting AA as a whole. The most important tradition is five, our primary purpose. What's the group doing for the newcomer? Are we making it attractive? Are we being warm to the newcomer? Our primary purpose is to carry the message of hope and love to the newcomer. That's our group's purpose, okay? Six spoke about we can't lend, endorse, or finance the name. We can't be affiliated with any other outside enterprise. Less than money of money, property, or prestige diverse from our primary purpose, which was tradition five. So six takes us back to five. Seven talks about we all need to be fully self-supporting, each home group member. We need to contribute to the pot. If you haven't got the money, that's fine. Just come to the meetings. We're not going to hold you to that. But the importance of what we do is, again, when we go to back to the unity of tradition one, we need to be putting money in the pot. It's not a free ride. The program is free. You can come and we sponsor you for free. But when you start working for the traditions and you start getting back to work and to get some money in your pot, we need to start putting some money back in. We need to keep AA going. Tradition eight talks about it's to remain non-professional. Our main service centers may employ special workers, and we spoke about that last week. We spoke about the accountants and the lawyers and the secretaries and the storemen, people that need to post out the books to the meetings and books to the group. Who need if we get an AA member that knows the spiel of AA, they're the people to have in place. And nine, we went through tonight that we should never be organized, but in actual fact, we are organized. We have service board and we have committees and we have members and we vote people in and out with a rotational committee. And that way, by rotating people in and out, keeps it fresh. And as the older member, the elder statesman, like I just said, we sit at the back of the hall and we make sure the meeting runs smooth and the group runs smooth and we run a healthy meeting. Tradition 10 spoke about quite simply, AA has no opinion. When they put these 12 traditions together, we knew we can't get involved with other people. The Washingtonians back in 1847 got involved with politics and religion, and they disbanded because they had no rules or no guidelines of how the meeting should run, and they collapsed within 5 years. 11 speaks about our public relations policy. How do we carry ourselves outside of AA? I'm a respected AA sober member of AA, so when I'm out of AA and I'm out in the big world, my job is to make it attractive. Look for the newcomer. Get the newcomer into the meetings. But I can't release my name, my anonymity, or break my anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. No pictures. If I'm sharing at conventions or I'm sharing at committees, I can't have a photographer there taking pictures, putting me all over social media, or putting my last name. That's them breaking tradition 11. And so tradition 12 is the whole thing. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of our tradition. It says, ever remind us to place the principles before your opinions, before your personalities. And that's the real important part of the traditions. And with that, we're done. Thank you.